Welcome to the Creative Empowerment Show, Invoking Radical Love with Rachel Chase. Are you seeking greater fulfillment and the courage to live your best life? Rachel's guidance and insight will uplift your spirit, catalyze your inner wisdom, and ignite your soul's purpose in this lifetime. Enjoy engaging discussions and guided meditations to elevate your frequency and access deep peace. Be inspired to invoke radical love in your life right here, right now. Let's get started.
All right. Welcome everyone to the Creative Empowerment Show, episode 10. I'm Rachel Chase, the show creator and host, and today is February 25th. I had to check so I don't get ahead of myself and call it the 26th. What day is it? What year is it? Wow. 2021. So those of you who are have been subscribing to my podcast on Spotify or Apple or watching this over the last year, you will know that I started this podcast / radio show / transformation talk radio show last May of 2020. And I am so grateful to the Transformation Talk Radio community and team for having hosted me all these many months. And I'm calling this show Legacy and Life's Work, the completion of a cycle and the beginning of a new one. Because this is going to be my final episode of this particular podcast, doing it this particular way, as the Creative Empowerment Show, Invoking Radical Love. It will change. It's going to morph in the future later this year. In the meantime, I'm going to be creating a video art series on my YouTube channel called Rise of the Human Spirit and doing many more Facebook Lives, etc., in my Metamorphosis of Visionary Women Facebook group, as well as on my personal page, Rachel Chase. Anyways, so that's just a little bit of what's going on with that, but I want to make sure that we really set an intention for this time that we have today. And you see me looking away sometimes because I'm making sure that I have the things out that I wanted to have out to share with you today. The oracle card reading that I want to do for us. And I created a painting a few weeks ago that I want to share with you. So yeah, here we are. Many of you don't necessarily watch this on video. You simply listen later, or you're listening live now, perhaps. So welcome to my show today. And I really didn't have a big plan for the show today, honestly, before yesterday. I started thinking about really what I wanted to talk about today. And those of you who know me and my work and this show, you know that part of the reason for that is because when, you know, so if you're listening to me for the first time, I am a mental health advocate. I'm a former mental health counselor. I've been a longtime yoga and meditation teacher, Reiki master teacher, and quantum healing practitioner. I've been holding space for others for many years, starting with teaching art growing up and dance, and that led into my work as a yoga teacher and sound healer. I love to teach about sound. So I have all these varied interests, right? I'm an innovator. I'm a creative person by nature. And I bring that into my work with you. And one of the main tools that I use in my work for my own self and, you know, growth work, stuff I'm working on in myself and when I hold space for others is mindfulness. And, you know, it's so important for us to sometimes let go of what we thought things were going to be or look like in honor of what the present moment is showing us. And, you know, when we see someone suffering, for example, you know, you might think of someone that comes to mind right now. And, you know, I have many people in my life. In fact, I learned today that someone close to my family's family member has recently passed away the last couple of days. So, you know, that I just found out this morning, and I really sat with that, gave myself a lot of space to be in meditation and prayer and contemplation, thinking about these lovely people. And, you know, anytime we hear news like that, it automatically, because we're human, brings up our lives, right? This person has family members that are suffering right now, that this loss, right? And so, you know, we look around at our own families when this happens and we realize our own mortality, right? It's always right there on the edge of things. But maybe it's not something we're thinking about all the time. Or thinking about paying the bills, or you're, you know, thinking about getting the kids on their Zoom sessions for school today, you know, whatever it is that we have to do day to day to day. But when we learn of someone's passing, at least for me, I know it hits me and I go, oh, right. Whew, the fragility of life. And so there's an opportunity there for us to appreciate what we have. And so I'm just bringing that into this show today, because that's what I'm going through, right? Which speaks to the importance of being in the moment. And, you know, how many times have you been eager to get to the next thing, or, you know, had an expectation? Okay, so basically, I guess I'm talking about expectations. You know, we have an expectation for the day, or for our lives, or for this month, or for this year, and life happens, right? What's the quote? Life happens when you're making other plans, right? You know, so we have to adapt and shift and be present to what the moment calls for sometimes, you know, and many times, more often than not, that is the case, that is more, maybe I'm just now figuring all of that out in reality, you know, I'm in my 46th year and, you know, we got to get really humble, you know, just figuring it out here together, you know. I know kind of sometimes I ramble about things and I go off on a little bit of a tangent, but I always circle back around to where, what the crux of things are, what we're talking about, you know. So when you're sitting with another person and, you know, maybe you had an idea about what the conversation was going to be about, right? Like, for example, this show. If I would have had a big plan for the show, I probably would have had to just throw it all out anyways because of the news I received today. Because what that brought forward was this, oh yes, our mortality. And what does that mean in terms of the work of what this show is about? Because it needs to be relevant, what I'm talking about, creative empowerment, right? What does that have to do with living? Is it trivial to even think about empowerment when people are dying? when people are suffering, you know? Who are we? How dare we, you know? But wait a minute. Wait, let's sit with that for a moment and think about that and hold that and say, okay, well, but then, well then why are we here? And what is this life? And what is this body? And what is this mind? And what is this heart? And what are these passions? And what are these relationships? And what's the point? To live, right? To really live while we are here, while we can. And that's the ticket. That's why I'm calling this show Legacy and the Life's Work. Legacy of love, legacy of compassion, legacy of what? What comes to mind for you in your life? So I guess I'm going to bring in something here now to share with you. And just to hold space for us today. So I'm going to bring in what, let's talk about the full moon for a second. Let's take a moment. I always like to just pause sometimes, you know, and tune in, because what who I am and why I am here has everything to do with connecting with truth and intuition and inner knowing, inner wisdom, and to assist others in learning how to really trust the inner wisdom, the inner truth within. And some ways of assisting with doing that have to do with paying attention to the cosmology of the moment, paying attention to the themes that are coming up collectively, and seeing how perhaps our individual lives are mirroring those themes, which assists us in having some compassion and awareness of this present moment. Because so much of the human psyche's real estate is taken up with why is this happening to me? Why am I the way I am? Why did this go down the way it did? What do I do about it? You know, so it's helpful sometimes to get out of our own why, conundrum, confusion, conflict, struggle, and externalize things a bit and look at things a little bit from the outside, the observer, the mindful witness, perhaps. We can think of it in terms of mindfulness. But I want to honor the full moon right now. So this energy, this coming up here, and, you know, if you're watching this show later, the themes that we talk about in all of my shows, regardless of when they were originally released, are going to be valuable when you're watching or listening later at any time. There are no accidents when it comes to connecting with information that's coming through in a moment. So there's always going to be a kernel or a, you know, sound bite, right? That makes you go, oh, let me think about that. How does that relate to me, and what do I think about that? How can I think more deeply about that? So we have the sun in Pisces. This is this emotional, dreamy, otherworldly, boundaryless energy. And then we have the full moon coming in Virgo. And that is about boundaries, actually. That's about organization. It's also about earthiness. It's also about the root of things. That's also about getting, I think I kind of said this already, getting things organized. And sort of knowing the lay of the land, you know. So they kind of, a little bit of at odds going on here, a little bit of a conflicting energy, right? But the Pisces can kind of bring in a softness to what sometimes can be a little bit of maybe a rigidity with the Virgo energy around having to get everything figured out, knowing what the plan is, you know, wanting to feel like you're in control. So giving ourselves a little bit of space is really important here, to sit with the emotions that are coming up as we're grasping for control. And also a lot around communication right now too. Virgo is ruled by Mercury, which Gemini is too. My sun sign is Gemini, and Mercury is, you know, about communication, really. Information and the connectivity of things too. It's also about quickness. And changeability, right? Mercurial, you know. So I just want to bring that awareness in right now for us to sit with, because then when we kind of take that awareness over into understanding psychologically speaking, the psychology of the human, we're not just in our own individual little bubbles, right? We are completely, totally interconnected. Now more than ever, we're realizing this. And this is this field of consciousness that is shared in our human reality. This is this interconnected web, if you will, of consciousness. And isn't it just fascinating that we've translated that into an overlay into our reality called the internet with this technology? And what a time to be alive with all of these advances in technology, for better or for worse. It's a tool, right? How we use it, who is using it, what information are we bringing forward through these tools, you know? Just like anything, it's the hand of the user that gives it its meaning. So I'm just sort of setting the stage here for the energy that's present right now with this desire for getting things in order, as well as this ego energy of all the stuff is coming up. Maybe your dreams have been really vivid lately. Maybe a lot of past has been coming through in your dreams to be resolved, or in your relationships. Last week, what was it, the 17th, there was a square between, and some of you astrologers, I'm not an astrologer, but I do follow astrology, and I didn't write this square down, and I don't really want to take up time to look it up, but a square essentially is when energies are feeling in conflict with each other, which in astrological terms, a trine is when there's a kind of a balance and a harmony coming in. So right now we have a kind of a balance and a harmony coming in with Mars trining our work, our inner work with ourselves personally and our work in the world. On the 17th, we had this big square with Saturn, and I want to say Uranus, but I'm not positive. I know it's about shaking things up. And I know something came up for me. I don't know about you, but something big came up for me. My computer's just giving me this little notification while I'm talking to you. I think we're still good. We're still alive. We're still going. We're still recording. Okay, cool. and I looked back at the astrology and I was like, oh my God, look at that huge clash in the heavens that was happening that very same day. This stuff came up for me in my life too. So, you know, sometimes what it all knowing that kind of a thing can do is to help us feel a little more like, okay, all right, this is part of the story being played out, and I'm part of this story that's playing out. And also, how do I contribute to the writing of that story being played out? So bringing in this awareness of the cycles of the moons, the full moons and the new moons, and things coming to fruition, beginnings and endings. The fact that this is episode 10 of this podcast, And 10 is the number of completion as well as beginning, because with every completion, there is a beginning, right? So as I cycle through, you're cycling through, the great grand human experiment is cycling through, the earth is going through her cycles. We are in cycles within cycles within cycles within cycles within cycles. The evolutionary impulse, the evolutionary experience, in the world of healers and healing, we talk about that healing is a spiral. You know, it's not a straight line. Like, we're trying to get from here to there. Wouldn't that just be so much easier if we didn't have to go through these spirals? Damn it. You know, we can get frustrated sometimes with it. It can frustrate our human ego, right? Like, God, I just want it to be the way I want it to be. So I'm laughing because if my mother's listening to this episode anytime soon, she's laughing too, because she knows my stubbornness. Growing up, you know, I just want things to be the way I want them to be. And, you know, I mean, that's also a childhood type of thing, right? We want something and then we're told we can't have it yet. It can be frustrating. So then the question is, where are we placing our attention so that we can get greater understanding, so that we don't feel so frustrated? And I know there's a lot of frustration right now, right? Let's not deny the truth of the situation. There's a lot of frustration right now. A lot of people say, well, what do I do now? What's the answer? What am I supposed to do? Do I get the vaccine? Do I not get the vaccine? You know, right? I mean, this is what people are talking about. Probably me just even using that word is going to trigger something on some social media thing, right? Like, there'll probably be a pop-up. You know, this is where we are. It's like there's this whole hypersensitive thing going on everywhere around the world. And okay, so we have a pandemic. And yes, that's triggering. And we have an economic massive conundrum going on. It's a reorganization of the scene on the planet, of the structures, all of them. Reformatting, reorganizing, an opening and awareness of what the power dynamics really are in the world that maybe some people didn't really know about before and are finding out about and trying to make sense of it all. Okay. So this is where we come in as healers, teachers, therapists, coaches, mamas, you know, space holders. This is where the legacy comes in of, okay, this moment of change has super potent energy. Let's not waste it. Let's not waste it and hide under the covers. You know, because we can't afford to do that. You know, we're the light workers. We are the shadow workers too. We're not afraid to look at the darkness. We're not afraid to love it up. But we also have to dig deep for that. And breathe. And look at, okay, how do I contribute to creating the containers, the systems, the circles, the diamonds, the whatever you call your shapes? The rainbows, creating your spaces with each other, because we can't do this alone. This is sacred activism, by the way. this term has been brought forward a little bit more, a little bit more, a little bit more. And I invite you to look it up. Think about it. What does it mean to be a sacred activist? So, creating the containers, creating the new systems, you know, inviting in compassion, building bridges where when we, rather than an instant, oh, I don't agree with that, therefore that's wrong and I'm right. Ooh, that's all that's doing is dividing everybody up. We got to watch it. We got to watch it with that. So important. So important. Taking a stand for love and compassion, and how does that show up in integrity? We got to watch where we're going with that, because right when we think we know something about something, a new set of information comes in. And we might go, oh, I just said all this about this, and now suddenly I think this, uh-oh, foot and mouth. And that's okay, we put our foot in mouths. We're human, we're learning, we're growing, we're evolving. Yes, I say the hard stuff sometimes, and then I kind of ease off a little, right? But it's important. We don't want to just say, oh, I'm a spiritual teacher, and therefore all I ever talk about are these things over here, and we don't look at these things over here. The world and the spirit are one. The world is the spirit. The world is an expression of spirit through the human lens. This is what we're doing here. So now I'm going to talk about my vision for us, because I know many of you share this vision too. And it's a vision where, and maybe, you know, you've been tuning in with some of the conversation about this idea of a shift happening. A shift is happening. We've been talking about this shift for a long time, and here it is. And maybe this isn't exactly how we thought it was going to look, but also look for the gems. Look for the beautiful things that are sprouting. We need to give more energy to that so it can grow and be magnified and be clarified and be expressed. There's plenty to go around, everybody. There's plenty to go around. Deep breaths. It's not a clamor to get, because we're going to run out. Oh, no. No, there's plenty to go around. The more we nurture and water and love and sing to those growing, evolving, loving expressions that are empowering others and assisting others and creating space for people to heal the wounds of the past. Now I'm a little bit on my soapbox again, but you know, this is the work of getting down in there and noticing and seeing what have we been carrying that we're giving honor and respect and compassion to, and gathering up all the parts of ourselves that we have left behind because we didn't like them anymore, and giving them lots of love too. But what is it that isn't ours? That we just don't need to carry it anymore. And I'm saying it in this way because, you know, this is a real-time expression of the very dialogue, the dialoguing that I have been doing with my clients recently. And isn't it interesting that we have these themes? And I know if you're a helper and a healer, you know what I mean. You have people that come to you that you're helping, and a whole week goes by and you start to see the themes, right? It's like every one of my clients is talking about the fact that they want to let go of something that isn't theirs. How do I release this? That's the theme of the week. That's the theme of this full moon. It truly is, to get honest with it. And I'm not saying like, This is tricky, okay? Because when we say letting go of something, on the one hand, it sounds great. And on the other hand, we run the risk of self-denial. So we have to get, it's a process to really get understanding and around, what do I mean when I say I want to let go of something? How is it serving to let go of it? So let's just think about that for a minute. And we're going to just hold space for the energy of love and divine compassion to come into your heart right now, to come into the situation right now, to bring clarity, whatever it is for you, to bring the support that you need, to bring the community that you need, to understand. Because as we go through this transition, and in yogi speak, we say we're going into the age of Aquarius. You know, and I've talked about this many times before on my show, so this is nothing new to those of you who have been listening to me. The age of unity and diversity. And I'm not the only one who talks about this. There are many other teachers and channels and astrologers and healers. And the age of unity and diversity, appreciating our diverse natures within ourselves, and also working, really working on it, rising up out of the division, rising up out of that into the truth of our existence, our divine expression as a field of one, oneness, oneness. And that's unity. When we act from a place of awareness that we are one, then I am you and you are me. No exceptions. None. No exceptions. Not even the people that you don't like, or you don't agree with. No exceptions. So if you're with me still so far, then we're on the same page. And if you're not, that's okay too. You know, I'm not going to try to convince people that I'm right and you're wrong and all that. And there's different awarenesses and different ways of seeing things. This is just where I see things and how I always, really, always seen things. Even as a little girl, I've always seen everybody as one. It's something that was there when I was very young and never went away. And so when anything was contradictory to that in my reality, I felt very uneasy and very out of place. How about you? Did that happen to you too? I hear this from others. A lot of people talk about this in secret. But I think more and more people are talking about this type of thing, you know, because it's important for more and more people to talk about this thing. So for those of you who listen to my podcast and don't necessarily watch live, I'm about to show you on screen a painting I created recently. And the light doesn't really do the color justice, but good enough. I'll post a picture of it on my Facebook page and on my Instagram. Well, actually, it's already up on my social media. My Instagram for my art is called The Oracle of Art. The Oracle of Art. My name is on there, Rachel Chase. So you'll see this painting, and it's kind of a fun, it's almost childlike. It's dark blue sky, and it looks like it's the perspective where you're looking down on the Earth, this bright glowing planet. But in the foreground is this huge orange flower and these interesting little almost like butterfly looking things all around, or fireflies actually, they look more like. And then there's a crescent moon, and it's reflected in the water on the earth, shimmering, and all these stars and dots. And it's a joyful painting. It's an expression of what I see happening in the realm of truth and possibilities, of the rise of the human spirit. That this is the time for the rise of the human spirit. And I don't remember where I heard this before, but someone I used to, it must be a spiritual teacher I was listening to years ago, trying to remember who it might have been, but she was saying, you know, when's the last time you asked someone, how's your spirit today? How's your spirit today? You know, and that translates whether you're spiritual or not, you know. How's your spirit today? Do you feel uplifted? It's almost like saying, how's your emotional well-being in this moment? You know, how's your spirit? You can think of people and you can sense what their essence is, you know? Everyone is a spirit, you know? Everyone is this essence of life and an expression we call human in a body. You know, we are embodied beings, and we're all in this story together. All in this story. And our lives, our expressions, our stories are our life's work. So the question is, what is the work? What is your life's work? What are you bringing forward? What is your soul longing to bring forward? As you. And what is seeking to be released in order for that to happen? Maybe you're conscious of what is seeking to be released, but it's really hard to let it go. Or you don't know how. Maybe you just don't know what it is. Maybe you just don't even know what it is, but there's a sense of stuckness inside. And you have this vision that you know you're part of this dream that we're creating, this beautiful world of collective, collaborative honoring. Collective, collaborative honoring, the sacred of life, that life is sacred, that the world is in a vibration of understanding that there's no disrespect for that sacredness. Amazing, right? Oh, Rachel, you're just living in a dream world, they'll say, or have said. Well, that's just a utopian idea. Well, it is actually a utopian idea. And I'm not talking politically, but maybe a little bit I am, but not in the way that we see politics as it is today, but in the way that our lives are our politics. And that our relationships, the way that we honor each other in the earth, the way that we create, our lives are our creations, are our creations. Your life is your creation. Your life is your creation. So if your life is your creation, what are you consciously creating? And I know that, you know, a lot of topics can come up around this, around access and oppression and all of that. Not everybody has the privilege to be able to choose what your creation is. But, you know, on some level, we all do actually get to, when the consciousness comes in, that there is some agency. What is that, even whatever percentage of agency that you have access to within yourself, how are you utilizing that agency? And for those of us that I'm really speaking to as a teacher of teachers and a guide of guides and a healer of healers, I'm speaking to you right now. You have an idea about where you can be placed, if you will, or what you want to do to be part of this creation story. What is that? And where's your agency? And, you know, take the temperature of your, of how much of an agent you feel that you are, and get real with yourself about what you want. And, you know, in terms of our friend of a friend who I just learned has recently passed, you know, thinking about this individual makes me smile. Thinking about this person's life, I think about them and I think of their smile. I think of their sweetness. I think of their humility. And I think of their purpose. You know, having a purpose, when you know you have a purpose, sometimes you know what it is, sometimes you don't know what it is, sometimes we go through transitioning with it, but there's an overarching life purpose here for you. And so what is that? And how are you creating your life around that? Sometimes it's a season for creating, and sometimes it's a season for planning, and sometimes it's a season for completion before the next phase. You know, you think about an artist and their life's work. Sometimes, you know, they went through their blue phase, and then they went through their landscape phase, and, you know. So in terms of your work, where are you in your phases? Honor that. If you're not in this phase over here, that's okay. You're where you are. But you know that you have a gift that wants to come out. And maybe it's scary. Maybe it's scary. I feel that. I know what that's all about. Ooh. So. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to know what your visions are. I'd love to know what it is that you want to create. You know, maybe just in a year from now. So I want to tell you, before we do our oracle card reading and a little bit of energy work to close the session today, we have about 15 minutes left. I know I've sort of brought up a lot of questions today, right? I want to tell you about what's coming in May. And I know I've been talking about this for a while, that something is coming with my work. And I've gotten a lot of support, a lot of guidance, and a lot of help, and a lot of mentorship and assistance. I'm so grateful for that this year, to help me really step into. My big question has been, how do I take all of what I do and bring it together so that I'm not all over the place? So going forward for now, what's happening in my work is, starting in May, I am facilitating a 6-month self-development and professional development program for creative, compassionate women ready to do this depth work with me, to heal the wounds, to go there, to get the support, and to commune with other like-minded women who are also taking their work to the next level. So whatever that is for you in the world, maybe it's a program you're creating. Maybe it's a book you're writing. Maybe it is a series of paintings you're creating. Maybe you're a mama and you are a homeschooler and you have a kind of mission within that system and you want to, create a community or something that you're working on, you know, whatever it is that you're creating in the world. I want to support you in, okay, let's take that to this next phase, whatever that is for you, whatever the next phase of growth is for you. Give you the tools, inspiration, education. But the first half of this whole thing is about self-empowerment, using essentially all my tools of creative empowerment, you know, yoga and meditation, coaching, transpersonal work, spiritual work, the quantum healing processes, Kundalini, meditation, mindfulness, expressive arts, deep inquiry and understanding, you know, because when we're looking at the process of true transformation, this takes some time, you know? I mean, this is going to be a 6-month program, you know, and it might sound like a long time to you, but really, how long does it take to get from here to here and really process the old wounds, you know, and do the deep forgiveness work and deep understanding work and really get clear on what your mission is, what your purpose is, and how to go from here to there and get that deep support you need. So for those of you who this is resonating with, you can sign up for my newsletter, rachelchase.com. You can go to my Facebook page, Rachel Chase. And this is for women. This is for teachers and coaches and therapists and healers and artists and creative leaders. Essentially, this is about stepping into your truth as a visionary leader. And when you hear the word leader, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean what we've been, the typical expression of leader should look like. It's about the road less traveled. It's about being a pioneer. It's about being part of the wave of what we're creating in the world, the new systems of collaboration, cooperation, creative expression in service to healing our world. And as women, this is the time. This is the time for that to happen. Okay, so that's what I wanted to share with you. I'll be talking a lot more about that in my emails and social media and YouTube channel. And so let's go ahead and get into the last little bit of our experience together today. Just take a breath or two and bring up anything that's been coming to mind for you during this session, I'm going to call this today. And I'm going to be drawing a card for everyone, just one card for inspiration from the Earth Warriors Oracle deck by Alana Fairchild. And she is an incredible healer. The artwork in here is by, I want to make sure I get the name right, Autumn Sky. Oh no, that's not right. Oops. The artist, Isabel Bryna or Brina, B-R-Y-N-A, Brina, Isabel Brina, otherwise known as Mariposa Galactica. Cool name. So Alana Fairchild is the writer and visionary, and the artist creates these incredible paintings. So I'm going to be working on an oracle deck myself in the next couple of years. So hence the Oracle of Art name for my Instagram. Okay, so bring up, anything can be an oracle, right? Anything, any moment is an opportunity for inspiration, to have an aha, to have a download from spirit, to get a deep insight from within your heart. So take a breath, maybe place one hand onto your heart for a moment. Do a little heart coherence, bring the mind and the heart together in coherence. Take a deep breath. Feel your heartbeat. Feel the air moving in and out through your heart, through your body, through your lungs, through your emotions. And just intend, ask, pray, whatever you want to call it, to receive a message that's just for you in this moment, that will assist you in the most clear, concise, benevolent way for the highest outcome for all involved in the situation in your life. And just intend it to be so. Connect with the vibration of receptivity from the highest levels, from the celestial, angelic, vibratory frequency, light and love. Take a breath. Okay, and I will trust that the card that gets pulled here, that is revealed, is a message for everyone and for each of us individually. And for me, I get intuitive hits like yes. And so this card that I'm pulling for us, wow, talk about perfect for this reading. And it's card number 42, Kanyini. Now, each of the embodiments of these cards represents usually it's an indigenous god or goddess or entity, being, or word that expresses an idea from an indigenous perspective, Kanyini. And what this means is, in each other, we find ourselves. In each other, we find ourselves. So let's take a moment with that and look at it from the collective perspective, remembering that we are entering this time of unity and that we're all connected and we're mirrors of each other. We're mirrors of each other. And think about this also in terms of your individual desires, plans, visions, expressions, passions, gifts, and how what you're offering serves both them and you. This is so important. Sometimes we want to do altruistic things, and so we self-sacrifice. And we think, okay, I just have to keep doing for others and doing for others and doing for others. And then what happens to our energy? We're no good. But when we remember that I am you and you are me, then we value ourselves just as much. So this is about self-valuing as we value each other. Love is the connector. Service is the action. And honor is the energy. So just take a moment with me, please, and take another breath. And we're going to go deep into the awareness now, our closing invocation. Invocation means to bring forth that which is already here into awareness, into consciousness. Take a breath, bring into your mind and heart space and your energy space the remembering of the reality of the essence of you as a being that is timeless, that is energy, that is all, that is in connection with divine, infinite presence. And open up your mind space to receive some light here. A wave of light that comes down into your body to assist you with this process of the full moon clearing. To bring in the energy of presence, peace, calm into your system. So that you can sit with what is in your life and get real about your priorities. And look for where the energy is showing you to go. Where do you need to place your focus? Where do you need to direct your energy from moment to moment to moment? And just imagine that the flow energy is starting to come in for you. This is the feminine energy, the flow energy. And that you're catching this wave. You know, sometimes we just have to ride the difficult waves out to the end and then swim back out and catch another wave. So we have a new wave coming in. Just imagine that you're catching this new wave and it's pulling you into this next trajectory toward the sun, toward the light, toward expansiveness and strength and courage. And then come back to your body for a moment and notice your breath. Take another deep breath. And so it is. Thank you so much for joining me today on this hour journey, exploring consciousness and love, and for going on this journey with me in these 10 episodes of this podcast, The Creative Empowerment Show. I thank the Transformation Talk Radio Network for all of the wonderful things you've done for me this year to assist in the process and the production and the dissemination of this podcast, this show. Blessings to you all. Keep a lookout on my YouTube channel, my Facebook page, my website, rachelchase.com, and we'll stay connected. This doesn't end here. This is a completion of a cycle and the beginning of something new for all of us, myself included. So peace and blessings. Mwah. Ciao for now. See you next time. Bye.
You've been listening to The Creative Empowerment Show, Invoking Radical Love with Rachel Chase. Rachel activates your heart intelligence and sparks the flame of profound wisdom within you. To activate your heart, or for more information, visit rachelchase.com.